Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound. Safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found. Change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of Beverly Nation, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Guys, call in, man, 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join. Join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Man, I'm really excited tonight, guys. I'm really excited. I want to introduce my incredible returning guest. Michael, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everybody. So good to be here.
So tell them your full name and tell them a couple minutes about exactly who you are.
All right. Well, my birth name is Michael Wayne Dill, and I decided to go with Michael Wayne Dill. I have tried just Michael Wayne. I'm like, you know, because Dill, everybody associates Dill with what? Dill Pickle.
Pickle.
So I'm like, you know, I've been teased my whole life, Dill Pickle. So, I mean, do I really want to use that as a stage name and be teased the rest of my life as Dill Pickle? Everybody's going to know me as Michael Wayne Dill anyway, so I'm going to be teased as Dill Pickle no matter what. So I've been told by my wife to use my name instead of just saying Michael Wayne. We'll do Michael Wayne Dill, so. That's the history of how I got my name. I was born with it. But I do country music, so I'm an independent country musician, songwriter. Live here in Virginia, originally from Tennessee. I was actually born in Dixon, Tennessee. But early part of my life up to, I think it was ninth grade in high school, we lived in Tennessee, and then Dad moved us here to Virginia. I was ninth grade. It was December of 83, and been here ever since.
So I'm going to tell everyone now that that was the reason why I had you tell them your name, because you are no stranger to the Jerry Petito Show. I've interviewed you on all my networks, okay, and you're even going to be co-hosting with me on another one. So
that is correct.
When we first met, I met you as Michael Wayne Dill, or Michael Wayne, I forget which one, but then it switched and I was like, okay. So I wanted you to explain that. And you missed telling them something really cool, mister. Tell them about
what
your award.
What did I miss?
Your award.
Well, that is true. Well, you know, I figured I'd just give you an up till now, but yes, I did. I did win an award from the JMAs, the Josie Music Awards Network. I submitted a song. Actually, it was a whole EP of songs. It was like, I think, five songs total that I did for, it was a duo effort for a buddy of mine by the name of Dennis Scott. And what we did was we just entered it, and, you know, we're like, well, we probably ain't going to win nothing, but let's just go ahead and enter it. And we entered it in every category we could enter, and then we did Duo of the Year. Let's see, we put it in as Country EP of the Year. I think I even put in one song as a like Song of the Year or something like that. But we were actually nominated out of two of those three submissions that we did, nominated in two categories for a first attempt. It's pretty pretty big stuff, you know, coming right out the gate. So we were like, wow, we're getting lucky to do that. But I know getting well, we're not going to win. Of course, we show up that day for the awards, and it was just mind-boggling to see all these people here. It's like, man, these people take this stuff seriously, man. You know, this is a professional, you know, type setup. And so we're sitting here going, well, there's no way we can't compete with all this. So we're actually just in our phones, you know, thinking we're not going to win anyways. You know, I could actually hear in the background, you know, they're announcing our category. And I was like, yeah, you know, somebody else is going to win. Next thing you know, our name gets announced, and then our song kicks in. And we're like, oh, my gosh, dude, we just won. So, yes, we actually won, nominated and won one of the awards, which was the Country EP of the Year. So we were just blown away.
So
but, yeah, to say the least, we are very appreciative. Yes.
So part two of this incredible thing was tell them who you called after you won at the ceremony.
Yes, I did. I did. I called you, Jerry. And I was thinking, I was like, okay, you know, we'd already gone up and done the acceptance, you know, accepted the award and all that. And I came back to my seat and I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to tell Jerry. So I'm calling you on the phone and then you're picking up like, oh, my God, I think you had just tried to call me or something.
I just tried calling you as well, yes.
And I told you, I said, we just won an award, and you can hear all the stuff going in the background. You're like, well, get off the phone. You can tell me this later. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I was going through my mind. I said, I got to let somebody know. And I thought, I said, I got to let Jerry know. So I called Jerry.
So I was so honored. I was so honored. I mean, I think I was just as happy for you as you were. I'm not kidding you. I was like, my insides were turning and I was going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, they won. Like, I was just like, this was crazy.
Yes. We were crazy dumbfounded, I'm telling you. We were not expecting it at all.
Our 2019 Internet International Hall of Fame DJ Olasky, our honeybee, he's going to play a track for us, your songs.
Sometimes I lose my head over something that she said. And I also know sometimes I just don't let her see just how much she means to me. So then I pull her close and kiss. Those lips so soft and sweet. I let her know how much I surely miss the way she makes me feel complete. And she smiles. Lord, it drives me wild. Knows I need her. My life just wouldn't be the same. I was so lost before the Lord sent her to save this wretched shame. And she smiles. Lord, it drives me wild. Everything in the world just disappears without me seeing Angie. Angie smiles. Lord, it drives me wild. Everything in the world just disappears when I see Angie's smile.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely beautiful.
That was actually a wedding anniversary gift. Bet you can't guess what my wife's name is.
Well, you tell everyone. I know your wife's name, but tell everyone.
Well, basically, it's an anniversary gift to my wife, Angela. And basically, you know, it was our fifth. It's our fifth year. So I'm like, you know, what are you supposed to give somebody for your fifth year anniversary? You know, so you Google it and it gives you a bunch of ideas. And I can't even remember. I want to say plates or something. I don't know exactly what it was. And I was like, really? I said, I want to be unique. I want to do something different than what everybody says you're supposed to do. So I was like, I'm just going to sit down and just write a song. How does she make me feel? So, you know, I went to, at that time, you know, Dennis and I were still hanging out. We were still writing stuff. We were actually starting to, some material for the, you know, the next project or whatever. And I was like, look, I said, I'm going to write a song, you know, for Angie for her anniversary. And he's like, well, you just write what you feel, man. Just see what you can do. And so I just put all my feelings out on a piece of paper. And then, of course, I already had a melody in my head of what it would sound like. And then I put it together. And normally, I'll put it together, put all the music and all that, and then give it to them. And normally, I get the, well, you know, this is good, and this needs to be redone. You need to put more feeling in this. But he just said, dude, I couldn't have done it any better, man. This is it. And I was like, man, I must have done something right. But anyways, she's very happy. She seems to be one of her favorite songs off the album yet. So she might be a little biased, but that's okay. She deserves.
Well, I want to tell everyone a little bit about your incredible wife. Okay, so she is your rock. She is your rock. I mean,
yes.
You know that, you know the cliche, you know, behind every man, you know, blah blah blah, and all that stuff, you know. But she truly is. And the reason why that song came so easy for you is because your feelings are truly exactly what that song says. You didn't have to pretend anything about any of it.
No way.
You know? I mean, even when I reach out to her and she responds to me, I mean, it's just amazing, amazing. So you are very lucky, young man. You are very lucky. And you know what? You're awesome as well, and she's as lucky because I love you too.
Well, thank you, and we both love you to death. But yes, she is definitely my rock. She's the one that keeps me in line, but at the same time loves me and keeps me fed with all the good stuff as well. So she's my rock. She's my everything. So she's a very
amazing
strong inspiration for me. So
yes. So shout out to Angie. I love you. So everybody, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join this conversation, guys. So, you know, I always ask my entertainers some of the same questions because I love music, okay? And I have, you know, some musicians, entertainers, movie stars that I looked up to growing up that all meant something to me. And everyone knows music is a must for you to keep your joy, especially if it's Elvis, because Elvis is my boy. Everybody knows that about me. So I want you to share with everyone who were some of your inspirations and who have you met that you wanted to meet or have been incredibly honored to meet, and who haven't you met yet that you would love to meet?
Wow. Well, that's kind of a loaded question, but I tell you what, from an early, early age, and I'm talking about as early as toddling around in my diaper, you can ask any of my kinfolk back home in Tennessee who my favorite band was then, and that was Creedence. You know, I'd run around, skipping around the house, whatever, just singing toot toot toot, looking out my back door. They were, I mean, just anything they put out. You know, just I was Creedence, man. I loved them. Let's see, back then there was a lot of country music going on in the house then. So I mean, there was some Jones, you know, George Jones, all that kind of stuff. So I had a lot of the good early influences were, you know, 70s type rock, you know, mixed with country. So I had all that growing up. And then once I hit probably about high school age, that's when I started listening to, you know, whatever was on the top 40 radio. Of course, a lot of that was rock, Chicago, Survivor. You know, I'm talking like, you know, mid
right.
to later 80s. And then out of high school, it was all about hair metal, man. I was big time into hair metal. You know, that was the thing going on then. You know, so I grew my hair out. You know, I'd say my favorite band then and still is Def Leppard. You know, they by far, in my opinion, stood out, you know, above everyone else. They were just so uniquely talented. But you know, there was a lot of great singers that influenced me. Janie Lane being one from Warrant. You can hear that a lot in my voice. You know, because I would try to mimic these guys. So I, you know, that inherent, you know, kind of made me have my little sound that I have. So, but as far as meeting people, you know, I got to meet, I'm trying to think here, you know, I went to a lot of concerts during, right after high school. While I was at home, you know, things are kind of strict. I went to a private school, Christian school, so you know, you weren't allowed to just go take off to a concert, you know.
Right.
But so most of my concert going happened after I graduated. So I got to see it. And, you know, during that time, it was late 80s, early 90s, so there's still a lot of the hair metal going on. So, you know, I went to go see, you know, Whitesnake, you know, bands like that, Alice Cooper. I got to see Ozzy Osbourne. Several of those bands. I actually got to meet some of the guys, and this is funny because I've never told you, you know, we've had so many shows that I've done with you, I've never told you about this, but there was a band called House of the Lords back in the 80s too, and I actually went to go see Lynch Mob, which was George Lynch was the player of Dokken, and they were playing in Greensboro, North Carolina. So my brother and I went all the way from here in Lynchburg. It's about probably three and a half, four-hour drive. And we ended up getting there, and we only had enough money because it said it cost us much to get in, right? So we get there. Well, something had changed, and they had added another band, and it was more money. And we're like, well, hey, dude, we don't even have enough money to get in. You know, so we're like, so we went around back, and we were like knocking on the bus. We're like, and the guy that plays guitar for the House of Lords answers the door. And we're like, dude, we traveled this far. We come to see you guys. And he goes, we'll help you lug equipment or whatever it is if you could just help us get in. And he's like, hang on a second. So he went back there and came back with a wad full of money, man. He's like, here, this will get you in. We were like, yeah, man, that got us in. We got a few beers and everything. So needless to say, we got to meet the guitarist for that band, and he got us into the show. So that's a very memorable thing for my brother and I.
Michael,
so that would be somebody I met. But
wait, Michael, that story is incredible to me. I've done crazy things
not?
Like that as well. I love it. You know what? We have a caller. Let's take our caller, and then we're going to finish talking about that. Yes, let's take our caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How
doing
are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. This is Mr. Automatic Charismatic calling in.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm calling in for my support for, you know, both of you, you know, the country
Thank
music
you.
Star, you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, my younger days, I listened to country music. I listened to Alabama.
Yes, one of the best right there.
Willie Nelson.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Kenny Rogers.
Now, did you smoke,
Kenny
smoke
Rogers
a little weed
like
while
R&B.
You was listening to Willie Nelson?
Yeah. He's more like R&B and country. You know,
okay,
Kenny
gotcha.
Rogers is. But, yeah. I'm calling support, but we'll ask a question.
Okay.
What is the biggest challenge when it comes to writing a song? And I'd like to have your name.
I am Michael Raindale.
Okay.
And you're asking me what exactly again?
What's the biggest challenge in writing a song?
Oh, biggest challenge. My biggest challenge, you know, as far as coming up with the melody or you know, just humming the sound of the song, you know, that's the easy part. The challenge for me is to write the lyric. You know, what story am I going to tell here? You know, sometimes it comes easy, sometimes it doesn't. You know, you hear some people say, man, I woke up and wrote this song in 5 minutes. Man, I wish I could do that. I've come up with ideas in 5 minutes, but, man, I've not been able to write a song in 5 minutes. So, yeah, my biggest challenge probably be, you know, actually composing the lyrics, trying to make, you know, let's create a story here, you know, something that people can relate to. So it's a challenge for me.
I think your biggest challenge is make you a bigger songwriter and a singer. Once
you are so right.
And so, New Jersey Shore, you know, I'm one of the best radio hosts in the business. You know,
sweet.
So.
Tell everyone your name.
Oh, I said Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
That's right, Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Okay.
So, great
yeah.
song. Great. I mean, great song. Here I am talking about songs. You got me into writing songs and calling everything song.
That could
That's
be
a great
a song,
name,
right?
And easy to remember.
Hey, if you want to make that a song, that's okay.
That's right. Hey, we can. Let's do it.
Okay.
But Mr. Automatic Charismatic, do you want to tell us your birth name?
Oh, my birth name? Well, a.k.a. Well, Larry Shepard.
That's
but
right.
But you know when I'm on. Yeah.
But I wanted to say something to you, sweetheart. That's why I wanted you to tell them your birth name, because you were the very first web designer for O&E, correct?
Yes. Aww.
Yes, baby.
You know what? You know what? He got
legendary.
Me here smiling. I didn't expect to be smiling like this.
Yes,
but you,
legendary.
Okay.
Well, for us, we hear your smile. We don't see it, but we can hear your smile. And that's
yeah.
saying something right there.
Yeah, I can web design and you can sing country music. Isn't that something?
Well, there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Thank
yes.
you, my darling. Thank you. Listen, I love you, Larry. Thank you.
All right,
yes,
love
thank you so
too.
Much.
All right. Welcome.
Awesome. Larry Shepard, everybody. Mr. Charismatic. Woo! We have another caller in queue.
Awesome.
Let's take our caller.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. What's your name?
I'm Courtney Cotter King.
Hi, Courtney. How are you?
Hi, hey. Courtney. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm great. You guys, it's fun to listen to you, and I was able to give you a follow earlier on your music. So that was exciting, and congrats on your award.
Well, thank you so much.
Win Angela.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, sweetheart, tell everyone who you are, sweetheart, because we have an up-and-coming rising star on the phone with us right now, Michael. Tell everyone who you are.
Uh-oh.
You're so kind. I'm Courtney Cotter King. I'm a singer-songwriter in the blue-eyed soul genre, and I'm coming out with an album that I'm super stoked about. And
awesome.
It'll be out in just a few, like probably a month and a half. I'm still like doing the music video and the photography for it and all. So,
gotcha.
Yeah,
I know how that goes.
About it.
Yeah. Time-consuming,
are you able
but...
to tell us the title of it?
Yeah, I'm still coming up with that, but it will probably
okay.
be Fine Breed. FineBreed.
Oh, cool. I like that.
That sounds
is that a title
important.
Track or?
It's going to be my first single
track
to release, but it actually
okay.
might be the album title as well. So just the first single
Sweet.
To come out. Yeah.
All right. I can't wait to hear this.
Like, thanks. Yeah. It's going to be like a, it's a similar to like Ray LaMontagne and Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats.
So amazing.
Gotcha.
So amazing. Courtney, thank you so much for calling, and give everyone your full name again.
Courtney Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R. That's the middle name. So Courtney Cotter King. And you can find my music that I've released
yep.
recently on any of the platforms.
Awesome.
She's amazing.
It'd be under
She's
that
amazing,
name, right?
Michael.
Gotcha.
So check her out. Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Oh, I
thank
definitely
you.
Will.
You guys have a
Thanks
splendid
for calling.
Night.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You too.
She's an up-and-coming superstar. I love it. I love it.
Isn't that
we
awesome?
Have a, we have another track in queue from our Hall of Famer, DJ Olasky. Let's hear it.
Was my first high. It was the first of many regrets. Another need to satisfy. Just like the day we met, we won't forget. So filled with regret, you never even tried to hide. Another one of your flames. You know it's like a chemical, and I'm addicted to you.
Get on with his mind. That makes sense.
I walked away from the cigarettes and the alcohol. On your wall, or just a steel framed old photograph of someone that you used to love. Tell me, how do I communicate through all this hate? Think that I'm there. This bottle was my only friend. To try to drown your memory, it haunts me. Love's like a chemical, and I'm a
Michael, we're going to talk about that song in a minute. We have another caller in queue. That song is off the charts. So let's take our next caller. You're very popular tonight, my love. Let's take our next caller.
Well, I hope so.
Well, you're definitely right. He's definitely popular. How you doing tonight, sir?
I am doing great. Good to hear you. Who are you?
Oh, my name is the Magic Man.
The Magic Man. All right, man. We have
some
unique people in here tonight.
Wait, I want to introduce this caller, please. Okay?
Please
Listen,
do.
Clubber Lang, hold up there, baby. Rocco wants to speak. All right. This is not just the Magic Man. That's right, baby. This is not just the Magic Man. Right here on the Jerry Pacito Show, this caller is Huni Bakatun. He is the International Hall of Fame. And as he says it about me, I'm saying it about him. Sensation 2020 for radio show host. Imagine that, Michael. That's who's calling
Whoa.
For you.
And you got time for me, sir. That's awesome.
Oh, of course. And we need each other. But you know what's so special, though? We got somebody that's dear to both of us. I mean, you know, and you just bear witness what she did for me. And she had a major part for me coming this far, especially dealing with internet radio and my brand as a master sound therapist and everything like that. I mean, you know, Jerry
awesome.
Is just one of a kind. And like I said
she
many is. Times before, not only is she a very, very special friend of me and my wife, and she's just doing it up, man. I'm so proud of her. And
she's out of this world.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm going to get to you in a minute. Look, sir, I just want to say, as a former recording artist, and I don't want you to get mad at me now, but I want you to really, really think about something here before you
I
answer
will.
This question. Now, you sound real good. I listened to that Hall of Famer DJ Olasky playing the records and stuff like that, and it sounds real good. But
right.
Something about when someone goes live, you know, and I just feel within my heart of hearts, and I haven't seen you perform live yet, but I'm just based on
right.
your studio album and what's being played tonight. In a short or like a few words, can you explain how that feeling you get when you perform in front of a live audience opposed to being in a studio putting your album together? I'm just kind of curious from a professional.
Mm.
So you want to know how I feel or?
Yeah, right. How do you
nervous.
Feel personally? Do you really?
I do.
You
I do, believe it or not. I'm one of these type that you hear, you know, get super nervous. I don't get so nervous that I've got to, you know, throw up or something like that. But I get real nervous, get the butterflies. And then, but once I step out there and hit that first note, you know, or say, you know, welcome or whatever, it's just like something just takes over and I'm okay. You know, especially if it's a crowd that will feed back, you know, it's even easier. You know, but I get super nervous at first.
So did Elvis.
Wow.
You know that, right? Every concert.
Every concert. I don't care if it's in church. It could be a church. It could be at a beer joint. It could be on a street corner. Anywhere. I just get super nervous. I got super nervous before I got on with Jerry tonight. I just had this
wow.
utter, and then whenever she said what she said, then I was into it. I'm good now. But I just
wow.
get nervous for some reason. You don't do that yourself?
Yeah. No, sir. I actually, you know,
well,
not
I envy
necessarily
people like
nervous.
That.
I used to have a fear about doing certain things, but I
sure.
learned a long time ago to convert fear into an unstoppable energy. So it's a little bit.
Well, I need to take your magic course, then, man. I need to take your magic course. Do you offer it online? Do you have an online course?
Oh yes, sir. You can matter of fact, you can find me on YouTube, Sound Therapy with the Magic Man. But look, I don't want to hold
Sweet.
The show up because this is a great, great show. I want to hear more from you. I'm going to definitely get up with Jerry and look at her post so I can check out some more of your music, okay? But I got one more
thing
for that Hall of Famer. You're very welcome, sir. But as far as that Hall of Famer sensation, Jerry Petito, also known as Rocco.
Yes.
Hey, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, you already know what old Clubber Lane is about ready to do
here. I hope so.
Oh, my. Anyway, congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Jerry Petito, on your ONE syndication station all-time connection record with your 44th all-time connection record and personal best 14th consecutive. I mean, wow. What you going to do with that?
Amazing.
Hey, I just want to say one more thing, sir. Thank you so much for coming on and being on with us tonight, man. And it's really, really great. And, Jerry, you keep raising the bar. I'm proud of you. Love you, okay?
I love you, Magic Man. Absolutely
love
you.
It's an honor.
You.
Thank
Tell you. Everyone when your show is. Tell everyone when your show is.
Oh, my show is coming on Thursday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I got a very special guest. Hey, Jerry, I got the man of God, Mr. Troy Reed, and his wife as a special guest tonight coming up Thursday. Okay
baby, sweet. I'll be there. Yes.
All right. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. So, first of all, we have another caller. Oh, wow. You're really popular tonight. We'll take our caller in 1 second.
Okay.
I want to say
That's
thank
great.
You to Hunibakatun for that incredible news. And I want to say thank you to you, Michael, for helping me get there tonight. We've got millions of listeners tonight. All right, so now let's take our
it's
next
an honor.
Caller.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
Good. Tell everybody
I'm doing
you
great.
That's wonderful. I'm sitting back. This is Sharice Lee from the Sharice Lee program. I'm just sitting back and I'm enjoying the show. I don't know too much about country music, but I am enjoying the music on this evening. So maybe this will like help me to, you know, want to, you know, listen to country
Aww.
Music more.
Well, thank you.
But I just wanted to support you. You're welcome.
Sharice Lee, I love you, girlfriend. Listen, tell everyone when your show is on, because everyone, I'm now on a more serious note. This young lady right here, she's an advocate and helps people, not just women, but people. Tell everyone when your show is on.
Well, I'm a little confused this month, but I believe
okay.
my show is in February. Coming up,
okay.
like around the third or fourth week in February. But the violence, I'm a new domestic violence advocate. I teach people to love themselves and to get the courage to walk away from a situation because
yeah.
It doesn't make sense to waste time for something that's not going to work out. It's like beating a dead horse. So I teach people to walk away and to discover who they are and to continue to live life because life is beautiful. And love is beautiful.
Amen
too.
To that.
And not to give up on love because it's somebody for everyone.
Yes.
Well, you're beautiful. So thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you, Sharice.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Petito. And I'm enjoying
okay.
the show.
Thank you,
Thank
sweetheart.
You.
You're welcome.
So, Michael, that song that DJ Alasky played, tell us a little bit about that beautiful, incredible song.
Basically, that song is about addiction. You know, as a young teenager, you can be so influenced in so many ways. And, you know, I'm so thankful that I grew up in the time when I did because, you know, I feel for younger because it is so hard. It's just addiction all around you. I've got family who, you know, were drinkers, you know, heavy drinkers. My cousin Floyd, who is currently a manager he was a road manager at one time. So he actually got out there and really partied. You know, he went on the road and everything. But There's addiction in so many ways. You know, you've got alcohol addiction, you've got drug addiction, you've got sex addiction. There's just, and this song basically covers them all. But you know, you can get better, and you can walk away from those things. But sometimes you fall in love with that one person, and no matter what you do, you can't get away from that person. So sometimes, you know, it burns hotter than fire. So that's basically how I came up with this song.
So everyone that knows me knows I am the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumb ass.
There we go.
Because, guys, 30 years ago I was a dumb ass, but this July it will be 30 years I'm now a smart ass. I changed my life.
So proud of you.
I do want to mention, thank you, sweetheart. I do want to mention something else about Charisse. She's going to be our narrator for the Martin Luther King tribute this Monday on O&E at 9:30. Okay, guys,
awesome.
You will not want to miss that show. It's going to be incredible. But yeah, Michael, you know, addiction, you know, what's sad for me is, and you and I have talked about this, is I'm a recovery coach as well, and I do not believe it can't be cured. It can be cured.
Yes.
So I just hope people, if anyone out there is struggling with addiction, please reach out to me. My services to you will always be free. Having said that, let's now smile a little bit here, and we're going to play our next track. Here we go.
Girl, you're staring at me.
Hi. Okay. That was cute.
That was.
So Michael.
Half a song is better than none, right?
Tell everyone about that song.
Well, that song is, you know, we're still on the subject of addiction, you know, more or less. I mean, this is, you know, the power of sexual attraction, you know. You know, sometimes you're promised to somebody else and you're not always with that person. And sometimes you're in a scenario where you meet somebody else and it's enticing and you got to learn to, you know, be strong and walk away. And you don't want this person to get too close. So, hey, don't push it, you know. I'm weak,
right.
You know. So it's just power.
Ladies
powerful
and gentlemen,
thing.
Jerry Petito.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. I guess let's continue to talk.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, yes, I understand addiction well, obviously. And, you know, when people
yes.
think of addiction, it's funny. They go right to drugs. Drugs and alcohol.
They do. drugs and alcohol.
And that's
so
not
many
true.
Right?
Yeah, that's not true. Okay?
No, not at all.
Sex, food, gambling, I mean, all of it. Money, right?
Money, yes. Oh, my God. Probably the biggest of all is the money, you know, you think.
You know?
Think about it. Money and food are probably the two biggest. You know?
Yes.
For
and
me.
Food, absolutely.
I got the belly to prove it.
You know, so your music really resonates what goes on in everyday life.
I hope that that comes across that way because that's basically how I write. I try to write things that, that pertain to me and others in real life scenarios, you know, because what better thing to write about than what we all struggle with, you know. We all like to know that, hey, there's somebody else in the same boat. You're not a loner, you know. There's always
that's
somebody
right,
to reach out to. And yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm going to do something I don't usually do. Because your last two songs were about addiction, would you mind if I read a poem out of my book
please,
on addiction?
Please do.
All right. Because I'm just being led to do this. Because I really, truly want everyone out there to know that it can be, you can be healed. I was healed. Okay? You can be healed. So the poem is called Change Your Choice. I had a life-changing moment that I knew how to be. The only way to change things was to first start with me. So I looked in the mirror and woke up one day and thought to myself I needed to pray. So I asked God to change me, to help me stay strong, to clean up my mess, to right what's been wrong. I cleaned up my diet. I cleaned up my room. I cleaned up all habits with this old dirty broom. I kept going forward and never looked back. I refused to derail. I stayed on the right track. I realized my worth and all that did matter through my selfish behavior, the lives I had shattered. I finally decided at 30 years old, guys, to stop abusing my body, my mind, heart, and soul. My life-changing choice that I had once made, almost 30 years now, my debt has been paid. So you read all my thoughts on how to stay clean. It's all or nothing, my friend. There's no in-between. To live or to die is a choice you must make. Your life is not worthless and you're not a mistake. One day at a time is a slogan you've heard. It works if you work it while applying his word. For you to get healthy, for your mind not to fail, escaping reality will keep you in jail. This is for you, Michael. With addictive behavior, sex, drugs, food, or money, substituting addictions, now isn't that funny? I'm not an addict. This too shall pass. I'm not an addict. I'm just an ass. Like you were saying, all different addictions.
Yes, amazing.
You know? We have another caller. This is crazy. All right, let's take our caller. I don't want to have them wait. Hello, caller.
Well, first of all, do that. No, we're not going to do that. No, Blog Talk Radio and all that little nonsense. We're going to play that song in its entirety because I'm just that great,
okay.
Y'all. Let's go.
Oh, thank you.
Girl, you're staring at me through big blue eyes. They keep on pulling me in, got me hypnotized. Please, girl, have mercy on me so we can spawn found. That ring on your finger says you're out of bounds. The more you come on, then we're the wind, you say.
Beautiful. Thank you, Hall of Famer DJ Olasky, for playing that again for us. That song is
so beautiful.
Michael, before we get sidetracked, I want to give you an opportunity now to at least tell everyone how they can reach out to you, get in touch with you, get your music. Do that now.
Gotcha. All right, the best place to go is my website, and it's mwdcountrymusic.com. So I made it real easy. My initials, mwdcountrymusic.com. Go there, and you can see every song, every video. And the good thing is I've got every song available there for you to download. All you got to do is give me your email address, and you can have the songs for free. Every bit of the entire content on the website you can have. Just give me your email address so that I can keep in touch with you and let you know when the new stuff's out.
Wow. And what about Facebook? Tell everybody, I want them to be able
to Facebook, whatever. You can go to my Facebook page as well. Just type in Michael Wayne Dill, and it'll take you right to my my artist page where you can find out. In fact, Facebook's normally where I go with the first information, right? You know, the hottest stuff is usually on Facebook, and then you can then it end up being on the website as well. But keep up with my Facebook page or my website, either one. We'll keep you in touch with what the latest and greatest going on. We got some great stuff coming up in the spring once Nashville opens back up. So we got some great things coming. So you definitely want to get plugged in now so that you can keep track of it.
Right. You know, your music to me, I mean, you know how I feel about you and your music. And
thank you.
When I listen to your songs, like, it just takes you away, and it, no matter what the subject is, like even the songs about addiction, right? It still
right.
takes me to a happy place, to a good place, because your
good.
Songs are full, you know, filled with hope. You know what I mean?
Right. That's good. I hope it does that for everyone.
Oh my goodness, I can't imagine it not, Michael. So what's happening in the future? What do you think? What do you want to happen?
Well, I've got two projects going. One I call the Nashville Project, and one I call it's called the Georgia Project. The music that you're
okay.
hearing tonight is on the Georgia Project album. In fact, I just named the album the Georgia Project. Right now,
okay.
I've got three songs done. They're currently working on the fourth song, and I'm getting ready to send them a fifth song. I think I'm going to end up with six altogether on that EP, and then the Nashville Project. That is going to wind up with six songs as well, but all six of those songs are written by my producer, my Nashville producer. So basically, you'll hear his songs on that, on the Nashville Project, and then you'll hear my songs on the Georgia Project. And I did that because when I went into the Nashville Project, the producer was like, well, we can cut three of mine and three of yours, and then ended up being, you know what, I'm going to trust you on this project to you decide what you think I need to go. And so basically he didn't feel that my music followed what he was trying to do with the project. So mine kind of, and I don't feel bad about that because I know a lot of artists, I mean, even Kenny Chesney will tell you, you know, a lot of the songs he makes don't make it to his album either. So I didn't let it, you know, affect me. I just said, well, fine, I'll make a project where I can put my own stuff on it. You know, that's the good thing about being an independent artist. You can do what you want. So I don't let things like
cool.
that bother me, you know. So, and in this case, you're going to get the best of both worlds. You get some old-sounding, you know, country with what I consider me. My stuff is like the newer sound, you know. So it's going to be the best of both worlds, and I think everybody will enjoy either one. You know, you're not going to find a sore ear for either one of the projects, I think. They're both turning out great, and I appreciate all the producers, the down to all the musicians who played on them. I mean, I was so lucky to get a lot of the musicians that I got, and so I'm just so grateful, and I'm looking forward to everybody hearing all these songs. So, like I say, get plugged in.
Yeah.
You know, get ready for it.
So now you're going to be on another show with me on RTR, and you're going to be co-hosting with me, right?
Yes, I get to co-host with Jerry.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So tell everyone who our guest is and about that.
Yes, all right. Our guest is going to be Mr. Robert.
I think he's listening. He's listening.
He probably is. He said he was. He said he was going to listen in. But Mr. Robert Abshire, let me make sure I get this, because remember we thought he had two different names, but really it's all one name, you know. But when he writes with me, he also writes music. In fact, two songs that you'll hear. We just finished one today. Jerry, this surprised you as well. I just finished one today and sent it to him. So I think he sent it to you tonight.
He
so that's going
to
be played in the show.
I haven't heard it yet. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You haven't heard it. So you're going to get a treat of hearing it first time too. But anyways, Robert, I met him a while back ago. In fact, he's one of the first DJs to give me a start when I first started out writing. And and then out of the blue, he calls me back, you know, no more. And I don't want to tell too much story because I want people to dial in and listen to him say it. But basically, he called me out of the blue and wanted to start writing. And we ended up writing, you know, we've got a couple songs out now. We've got some, you know, a couple more on the back burner. Tons of lyrics. He's a great writer. He's a great, I mean, he started out doing radio, and he's great. He's a great DJ. And I just want you guys to be sure you get, you show up to the show and just get plugged into that too, because you're gonna be blessed. He's an awesome guy. But Robert Abshire is his name, and he's gonna be a blessing. So you definitely don't want to miss that.
So beautiful. So I'm not sure. Wait, I'm waiting on. Do we have another caller, Brother O? Yes, we do. Let's take our next caller, guys. Wow. Okay, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
I love you, man. How you doing?
Shoot, I just got my phone turned back on today. You know, I'm feeling good. I got a whole month. You know, when you pay your phone bill and it's late, you don't got a whole month no more. And everybody be thinking, I got a whole month. You big dummy. You ain't got a month. You got whatever you want to pay after that month is over. Wait a minute. I'm so sorry.
Wait, Willie God, wait 1 second. Wait, so Michael, I forgot to tell you, this is also going to be a comedy show, okay?
Oh, yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, of God, tell everyone who you are, baby.
Well, hi, people. I'm a problem. That's a situation that can't be completed. And I'm never going to be deleted. But I'm still here, and I don't got corona. Thank God for America.
I know. Hey, right? I'm another one of those. I don't have it yet. So that's two of them.
I've been hearing everybody.
How about
can't
you, Jerry?
Have
you had it?
I did have it, but that's okay. That's another show. All right, Will of God.
Yeah, okay.
No disrespect to the people who got it. I'm sorry. I ain't mean it. You know, I ain't going to, you know. I'm just saying.
I hear you.
I don't know what it's like. One of my boys came in today. He said, yo, it felt like it was a gorilla on his chest. And I was like, damn, what does that mean? He said it was just like he couldn't breathe. It was like, I said, damn. So it made me think after listening to him, it don't sound like it's a virus. It sounds like it's a spirit.
Yeah.
It's black, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't give a darn what nobody say, but from what he explained it to me, like, if you got something like it's like King Kong on your chest, and it's like, and he said he did have some symptoms going on for this, you know, he had a problem with his hip. I'm like, is that a spirit or these different entities or fallen angels falling down talking about, and you find the weakest link and I can get that one and maybe they can go to hell or they can go to heaven. I'm going to figure out which way is up. If they're living righteous, they good. If they ain't, welcome to America. You know, never mind. I shouldn't have said that.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you who this guy is, okay? So this is Will of God. Not only is he a radio show host, and he'll tell us about his show, he's also an actor. And that's how I first got introduced to this guy on these comedic shows that he was doing. Okay? He is hysterical,
awesome.
And we love Will of God. Tell everyone when your show is, baby.
The only way I can remember when my show is when your show comes up. I'm sorry. Because every time I say, like, Jerry Potato, I didn't even say it yet. It's Jerry Potato. Anyway, when I know her time is coming, I say, "Bag, it's gonna be Hooney, and then it's gonna be me." And I'm like, "All right, my time is coming." Because you know, you already got the commissioner. You got the commissioner. She's in the wind too. She's like, stamp bag on magic page. Yeah, so she's gonna stamp the magic page. And everybody's going to be like, you know, what the freak? You know, because I'm looking at America now, and I just believe that we all suspect. You know, I've been looking at the different stuff. I'm looking at different things, and I can't wait to talk, because last time I wasn't able to talk because we're only brother with sister. What's her name, brother? Oh, sister.
Where is this conversation going? Okay.
You know what? You know what? First of all, it's Sister Bessie, and that's okay.
Bessie. That's it. I couldn't get the name of it. Yeah. And Sister Bessie gave me some knowledge. You know, she told me to, you know, slow down, don't, it's a setup. And Brother O, he gave me some, you know, information, because he see also that it's a game that we're being put through right now, y'all. Like, it's like a real game. And if you can't read between the lines, you might get caught up. But my show is called Too Thorough by Will of God. I go on this Friday. I'm going to be a real problem, because my topic is going to be, what have you seen or learned in 2020, and how would you change your existence in 2021 just to stay alert? Now, I was going to say just to stay alive, and everybody said, stay alive. But I don't want to do that, because if somebody die, they're going to look like, yo, man, why you say that, man? You know, I want to live, and you made me die. No, I didn't. Uh-huh. It wasn't me.
So my
it
love,
was 5G.
Listen,
it was 5G network.
Listen to me, baby. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I thank you for calling in. And I'm going to do my best to be on your show as well. We have another caller, and I want to thank you for making me crack up tonight. Thank you, Will of God.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I want to make sure I catch his show.
Oh, yes, it's Friday. Oh, please do. Will of God.
Yeah,
okay?
I
want to
catch that show.
He cracks me up. I love him. All right, next caller, please. Hello?
Caller on the line right now with Jay Petito at this time, Only Dynasty. All
Hello,
right,
there?
we're going to put them back on ice and
okay.
Continue your show, Miss Petito.
Okay. So, Michael, what else would you like to tell everyone out there? What's going on? Or, well, you know what? Really, wait, before we get into anything else more that's going on, I want to ask you something about a new song that you should write.
Oh,
you know, I was
okay.
thinking you should write a song, you know, something about, you know, I don't know, the Jersey Jewel or something.
Jersey Jewel. Now, that would be a great song, wouldn't it?
Okay.
And, you know,
no
kidding. You know, I get on the subject of you, and I start thinking of, you know, people who have, you know, just give from the heart. They are just, you know, and there are so few of these people around these days, man. That's why the world is the way it is now. But I think of you often, and I've thought of several ideas. So I mean, that literally might happen. You know,
well,
I've got
I would
several
be super
ideas
honored,
going,
man.
So
be
don't count
honored.
It out.
Because I love you, man, and your voice and all that. You know,
oh,
right
you.
Now, I would like to thank you for being an incredible, incredible guest. It's coming to that time now.
It's
whatever
an honor.
Else you'd like to
it's
say to your fans right now, please do it.
I just want to say thank you guys for everyone listening tonight, especially Robert Absher, my cousin in Tennessee, Floyd. I don't know if you guys watch much of my stuff that I post on Facebook, but these two guys are helping me so much, and they're just godsends, just like you are, Jerry. And they just constantly look for ways to get my name out there. And I appreciate all the fans who give up their time to listen. And I just want you to know, hey, I know how you feel. I try to relate to you and show you that we're all in the same boat. We're all going through the same thing, and we need each other. You know, that's the most important thing. We need to band back together and become one again. And it doesn't matter who our president was, doesn't matter who our president is, doesn't matter who we will be. We got here and got free because we united together, and that's the most important thing right now. We need to drop pride. We need to love each other. You know, and you're
Amen
a great example of that, Jerry.
Amen to that. So, Michael, I love you. I cannot wait for our next show when you're co-hosting with me. I'm honored that you're always there for me and you give me your time, and I love your wife as well. Angela, you rock. So before I read my Hall of Fame radio poem, I'm going to bring on our 2019 International Radio DJ Hall of Famer. Everybody, it's Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, Mike, I really appreciate you tonight, and we want to make sure that we played your songs. You know, Blog Talk do better. Yeah, I said it. And you
I
can
appreciate
call me tomorrow.
It, man. Thank you.
So we want to make sure that you are, just a person that needs to be promoted out there. You have a wonderful heart, wonderful spirit. And what you just said about uniting, you know, there's a lot of things going on in this country. No matter if you're whatever party you are, we are together. We are Americans, and that's what it's all about. You know,
Amen.
I call everybody brother. You know, when I talk to people,
yes.
Hey, brother, how are you? No matter, you know, who you are. A lot of people might not agree with that. I really don't care. But, you know, we are not, you know, any type of entity but a all-around, all-American, you know, broadcasting company. You know, and Jerry Pitino has been a person that, you know, I admire and I respect. Congratulations to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee for the class of 2019, the Jersey Jewel, on her 44th only syndicated station all-time connection record and her personal best, 14th consecutive. What more can I say? That, Devin Nixon's advertising to ONE, which is Ella Deli and Ghost Enterprise, reaches the course at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime, one at bednet.com. We're in Ghosty Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Delling and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Delling and Malaria and Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Jerry Pitino Show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Down in Ghosty with mine at gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Delling and Malaria and Ghosty, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And also to all of our hosts, join us as well as the international world, World Wide Web, on our 8th annual celebration of the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., hosted by our host of the Cherise Lee program, the B-Girl Cherise Lee, Monday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these ONE stations. What more can I say? The wonderful Michael Wayne Dill, a person that has outstanding heart and spirit. We thank you tonight. And now to our Hall of Famer. No more said.
Here we go, guys. Imagine that. I have 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you asking me to come along. Something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online talks you radio make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me, my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earl, their song Remember Then. This station is named after now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany. My achievements. It's true. You won't believe this. I swear this one's true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O. Who knew? What a ride this really has been. Can't wait to hear Brother O and I win. But even if it didn't happen, being nominated created clapping. But oh my gosh, we got that call to tell us that we'd win. Brother O and I made it. We were inducted in. International Hall of Famers, forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O, internet radio host for me. The best part of our ceremony, both our children gave a speech. On behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info, I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Loves the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.